Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Get woke, America. But not that kind like the leftist one. I'm talking about get woke, as in wake up. You are at war. You are at war with your brethren and your sisterin on the left, and they're winning the war. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. The things that we conservatives hold near and dear are under attack and have been for quite some time. Capitalism. That's a good thing. To own your own company is what everybody should aspire to. In fact, pretty much everybody does. The dude on the street who's selling bootleg watches, or, you know, the guy with the food truck, the chick doing hair at her house, braiding, weaving, doing whatever. I mean, people aspire to do their own thing. Artists. The guy playing guitar on the street where you throw a few coins in there, a couple of shekels in, or the girl who's painting on the boardwalk, and so on and so forth. This is what you teach people. And you know what we tell them? We allow people to look at capitalists as evil when every single one of them, the person who's selling stuff on eBay, reselling stuff on eBay, and I could go on. They are all capitalists. And we make them evil. Oh, when do they become evil? Do they become evil when they get really, really big? Or is that when they become woke? Right now, there are a group of companies all trying to figure out how can they become more woke? How can we do more to protect black folks or whatever? As if black people can't start companies. What do you say to the companies that are run by black folks? What do you say to BET? Hey, BET, how can you get more woke? Hire white folks? It's insane. Capitalism, folks, has succumbed to woke culture, and what is your response? Still drinking Coke? Still watching Netflix? Still shopping at Target? Still buying Nike? Still using Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff? Because many of us are. And look, I'm not one to proselytize. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we're stuck like Chuck, right? Gotta use it. It's the medium that's out there. But you know what we should be doing? We should be looking for alternatives. Let me ask you this. Are you supporting alternative media to the point that you're using the other side? Because it isn't reflective in anything that I see. There is no social media platform that's truly challenging Facebook at this point. There's one I'm supporting, PolitiChatter. I hope you guys will too, PolitiChatter.com. Put in hashtag KJN so they know where you came from. But I'm supporting them. There is a reason. They're telling you what it is. It's PolitiChatter. It's open to everybody. It isn't about finding your old boyfriend or your old war buddy. It's about having a discussion about politics. Sex, politics, and religion, the things you're not supposed to talk about, right? We've lost in every category. Give me the pillars of conservatism. The military? Capitalism? The things that are supposed to represent, you know, what you would aspire to be. You would support the military, right? You would support the police, law and order. You would support capitalism. You would support education. I'll ask you, do we win in any of them? Are we winning? Is education conservative or leftist? What's happening with the cops? You know the answer. I don't need to tell you. What's happening with the military? Do you think Joe Biden's military really is ready to fight? Do you think Barack Obama's military was ready to fight? Or were they too busy picking out what would they wear today? What's fashionable today for today's military under Obama? Oh, my God. Let's go with the pastels. We are under attack. You should be looking for places to go. New social media sites. You should be promoting them in order to get off of the other. Look, you want to stay on Facebook? Stay on Facebook. Search for friends. Do what it was originally intended to do. Let Zuckerberg have his, take away his nuclear button and let him have his little toy. And go find people and interact and engage. Yeah, today we're having a potluck or whatever. But when you want to talk politics, get off of his stupid site and come over to PolitiChatter. Netflix. They've already told you. They don't like you. Susan Rice, Barack Obama, Ryan. I mean, nothing but leftists over there. And for the record, I don't care about leftism, except they infuse it in everything that they do. They want to bludgeon you with it. Where should you go? Let me think if there's a place you could go, like theflickfest.com, to maybe start supporting something that somebody's doing that gets things back to normal. If you keep doing the same stuff, it is not going to happen. It's not going to change. Hank Azaria, you know who he is? Talented actor, been in many, many movies, was on The Simpsons, and he played a character called Apu.
And Apu played him. He was an Indian guy who owned a station.
He owned a gas station and convenience store. And Hank Azaria talked like an Indian guy. It's a cartoon, for God's sake. The dude is a voiceover artist. Now, Hank could be upset that his white privilege got him the role instead of them actually using a real live Indian to do it, because I would predict there's probably an Indian available. But they did. He didn't. They had him play the voice of 15 different characters. I may be exaggerating, but he played a lot of voices on The Simpsons because he was a good voiceover guy. So he played the announcer from time to time. Hey, Springfield Plains, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what voiceover guys do. And now he's apologizing to the Indian community because it was offensive for him to play Apu and to speak in the language of Indians. Well, what was he going to do? Speak, I'm Apu from India, and how y'all doing today here at the garage? I mean, it would have been funny if Apu were an Indian whose parents had a thick accent, but he took on a country accent or something like that. It would have been funny, but if you're going to play an Indian, you got to play it all the way, right? But he's apologizing. Monty Python joked and essentially said that he now apologizes for having ever mocked English people in his past sketches. Good for Monty Python, for Cleese, to come out and mock the idiocy of that. Folks, we're under attack when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are under attack. I said it earlier and I'll say it again and I'll probably say it until we have recovered in some kind of way, which means I'll be dead. It may be the last thing I say outside of, hey, I love you, God, and I love all the people that supported me. I don't know what my dying breath will be, but I just tell you, I'm gonna. And as long as I'm lucid and able to talk about the things that are going on in this country, I'm going to let you know that we are under attack. We are in a fight. Now, whether you want to fight or not is a whole other issue. You want to sit and watch the fight, watch other people fight for you, or you get into a pillow fight. We'll talk about that with respect to David Hogg here in a second. Our leaders, our so-called leaders, have sold out. They've sold out to the Chinese. They sold out to special interests. They play games and they pretend that they care about us. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They don't care about you. The so-called leaders use you, your chess pawn pieces, easily sacrificed. And you got to wake up to that. Now, it's a hard realization to think that there are people that pretend they care about you and don't. But you run into them. You know them. You know the fakes, the frauds, the charlatans. I don't have to teach you about this. If you're over 30 years old, you've run into these people. Well, maybe 40, because we got a whole new generation of people that don't know what, they don't know how to recognize anything. These kids that actually believe they could die from, you know, the Wu flu, wearing two masks. Too stupid to realize it. I was at, you know, at a coffee shop. They're wearing a mask. Kid's wearing a double mask. He's like 20 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, can you smell the coffee in here? Because if you can't, it means you have Wu flu. And if you can't, it means the mask doesn't work. But they are scared to death. There are old people out. You can see them. They're scared to death. When they walk by me not wearing my mask, they're like, oh, my God, he's a carrier. It's fun to watch him. It's fun to watch people react to me living a normal life. Walking around not wearing a mask. And they're like, well, look at that freak. Oh, my God. And then I just smile. I show my teeth. Hey, how are you? Man, our so-called leaders are intentionally trying to bankrupt you. They're trying to bankrupt this country. All for the new reset. The new reset, the government will provide. Oh, well, how can they possibly do that if we aren't working? If we aren't contributing? Think about that. Take that to its logical end. We don't work. How does money continue to come into the treasury? Well, as we've proven in the time of Obama and other times, we'll just print money. People seem to believe in the dollar, even though it's been completely devalued. So let's just keep printing money. But then who finally catches on to the Ponzi scheme and says, wait a minute, why are we allowing the United States to print unlimited amounts of money? And we can't print unlimited amounts of money. You know, we have to go into austerity, which is what Greece and Italy and other places in Europe had to do. So how do they get to do it? And when that Ponzi scheme ends, you're going to think Bernie Madoff. I mean, well, in comparison, Bernie Madoff is a chili pimp, as I said before, because Pelosi and Schumer fleeced the American public for trillions. But wait until those trillions start looking into quadrillions and the U.S. currency is worthless. Do you understand why cyber currency is becoming such a big deal? People actually believe in that more than they believe in the dollar right now. So I keep asking the question, what happens if the tax base drops and goes away? People aren't working. And the government says, that's okay, we'll print money, we'll give you this. As long as, you know, services continue, water, electricity, certain things, basic needs. What are they doing? They're squeezing the middle class. They're telling the middle class, you're not going to exist. We're going to squeeze you out. It'll be the haves and the have-nots. And the certain number of haves will be as part of a cabal. I'm telling you, if you play this out into any logical scenario, there is no middle class left in America or anywhere else. That's what conspiracy theorists believe. And I use my finger quotes when I say conspiracy theorists because it seems like they're getting it right. The church. Forget about the surge of illegals pouring into America, folks. Look at what the Democrats have done to the church, what they've done to Judeo-Christian values. This is from Zero Hedge. America's faith in organized religion continues to trend down at an accelerated pace. A new survey from Gallup shows that for the first time since the public opinion polling began asking the question in 1937, the number of Americans who view themselves as members of a church or synagogue or whatever has plunged below 50%. Keep in mind, when Gallup asked this question in 1937, 73% of Americans were involved with a church, a synagogue, or a mosque. America is losing its religion. Oh, I think about it that way. My grandmother would say, boy, you're going to make me lose my religion. That was a serious threat to a Baptist like my grandmother. If she was going to lose her religion, she was saying,
It's about to get up. What's the DMX song? Since he's passed away, we can give him an homage. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool up in here, up in here. Well, America is losing its religion. And it's going crazy. We are rioting and looting over nothing. We have thug worship. We will put in a demented person to run the country and give him the nuclear button. We will lie to the American public about elections, about stories that are out there. We will set fake narratives. It doesn't matter. We've lost our religion. We're down 50%. Are you in that category? Do you go to church? Do you believe in God? Do you care? I'm not trying to make this religion a religious show. And by the way, I'm not trying to get after you if you don't. It's your personal decision. I believe most people that do listen to me, the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I believe most of us are followers of Christ in some form or another. We believe in something bigger than ourselves. I don't go to church as often as I'd like. My son's got baseball on the weekends, which kills the church. But I will tell you this. I am a firm believer that you need to be in church. I don't believe that you can get salvation by just people say, I don't need to go to church. I can just do good deeds and all that. No. It doesn't work like that. I think you got to be in church. That's my personal opinion. But if you don't go, I'm not mad at you. But you're looking at the trends. I talked earlier. Look at capitalism. Look at the church. Look at the military. Look at the thing, education. Look at all the things that we used to control. We had dominion over. What has happened to them? They've all gone. We are under attack. And we're losing. But there is a way to win.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Harris is addressing the deadly mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility.
We have families in our country that are grieving the loss of their family members because of gun violence. There is no question that this violence must end.
During a meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, Harris telling reporters that she and President Biden are thinking of the families of the 8 people who were killed. The Biden administration is releasing $1.7 billion from the sweeping stimulus bill to monitor, track, defeat emerging coronavirus threats. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters that variants account for nearly half of the COVID-19 cases in the United States. President Biden welcoming Japan's prime minister to the White House on Friday. The two will hold a joint news conference later on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. The former vice president has some new hardware.
Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this in terms of Matt Gaetz, but how easy it is to target somebody today and how much easier it's going to be. I can't imagine 50, 100 years from now how easy it will be to dox or to ruin somebody's life given everything that exists today. How difficult was it in the past? Think about it that way. To target somebody. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have, you know, the ability to draw a crowd to something real quickly like they do today. I'll use the Michael Brown Jr. shooting. After Michael Brown Jr. got shot, there was an incident at a gas station. And I talked about one the other day, but it's a separate incident where a guy drives up to the gas station. A cop happens to be there. They had, luckily for this cop, they had 3 different security cameras that worked at this gas station. But the dude drove up, saw the police, started shooting at him, and he gets shot on the spot. Now, I talked about another one where the guy, it was a heroin dealer, and he drove off, and they chased him and killed him. But this one, I think it was in a little suburb of Ferguson. I mean, Ferguson's a town of 19,000. I forget. It's very small. But this town was like population less than 10,000. But black-run city, much like Ferguson, the demographic was heavily black. And I can't remember the city, but it's outside of St. Louis. Anyway, cops pull up, guy shoots at the cop, sees him, and the cop shoots him dead. And they do a flash mob. This cop just shot this man in cold blood. And they had people running up to see it, man. I mean, when I tell you within 5 minutes, they had a crowd there, no exaggeration. So they get the video from the station, and it showed that the cop pulled in, and the dude started shooting at him as soon as he pulled in. And so it completely debunked it. But nowadays, with different angles and people lying and hands up, don't shoot. Man, you just walked up and killed that man. He just shot that man in cold blood. You know, liar. So, you know, but you can, in the past, you didn't have flash mobs. You didn't have people, you know, you got investigations. People looked into it and were very discerning about the information that got out. But not anymore. All the tools have changed. Whether it's the printers that exist today, you have printers that can print money to such a minute detail, they have to put a thread of gold or so, they got to put something in the money. Photoshop.
There's rumors that Barack Obama's birth certificate was photoshopped, and I believe it. Not that I care, but I believe it was photoshopped. What could be photoshopped? I mean, have you seen pictures where, I mean, photoshops where you're like, wow. We live in the digital world now where overlays and all kinds of cool things that can be done. And if you're an expert in that technology, people won't know the truth from the lie. Today, it's as easy as a flip of a switch to give you a whole new identity, a whole new life. Anyway, all these stories regarding Matt Gaetz got me thinking about this. What happens when the left targets you? Take President Trump, for example. He was targeted. And they eventually got him. A billionaire turned president is not too big for the establishment to bring you down. Even if it's in the case of Trump, you know, it's only temporary. Because he's going to come, you know, he's going to rise from the ashes. But he's going to be the exception. Most people that get targeted for extinction by the left, they cannot survive it. Then you can understand why leftists stay on the proverbial plantation. The Democrats put a hold on you that makes leaving Islam look like changing hairdressers. I mean, you cannot leave. It is Hotel California on steroids. Leftists blatantly will lie about a target, just like they did with Trump. And they're doing the same thing right now with Matt Gaetz. I don't know anything about Gaetz. I met him one time in D.C. Nice guy. I know he is a stalwart for conservatism. And knowing that, he probably watches his P's and Q's. Let me put it another way. The dirt on the left make Matt Gaetz look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. He is squeaky clean. I mean, in comparison, he looks like Mr. Clean. In this latest leftist lie, just so you know what I'm talking about. The leftists set the narrative that Gaetz wanted a meeting with President Trump, and President Trump refused the meeting, as if Trump wants no part of Gaetz. Why? Because they tainted Gaetz as, well, he's a sexual charged predator. Woo-hoo! Look at him. We've got him in sex cases and all. I mean, really? That's what you, I mean, we're talking about Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, avowed leftists. People who've had Bill Clinton's, the Clintons, you name it. They've had every mega politician on Lolita Express and Epstein Island, or, you know, Harvey Weinstein's passing around starlets in Hollywood to anybody that wants them. And they want to put Gaetz into a sex scandal? Anyway, they thought that would taint him. So then they make up the story that Trump doesn't want to see him. After all, even Trump knows better than to tie himself to a man that's going through a bogus sex scandal. And this is what CNN reported. And no wonder CNN is getting sued. They got sued by that kid. What, I don't know his name, but that white kid that they tried to paint is some aunt, you know, crazy man because an Indian guy got in his face. I don't know what the settlement was, but I haven't heard much from Nick. Nick's like, shoot. College? I don't need to go to college. I just got $50 million. He hit the white boy lotto. He didn't even have to get killed. Get shot by a cop. Yeah, so he hit the lotto. The Flynns, Mike Flynn, I don't know which one, but the Flynn family is suing CNN. I hope they get $1 billion. That's the way you have to get even with leftists. Anyway, blatant lies. Gaetz said he was never denied a meeting because he never requested a meeting. Here's what Fox News says. They're quoting this. Gaetz, this is a total lie. I am on a pre-planned vacation with my fiance. I was welcomed to Trump Doral days ago. No such meeting was denied nor sought, he tweeted. He called out the article's unnamed sources and asked the network when he could expect a retraction. I wouldn't even want it. I think that our lotto for conservatives is going to be letting these guys say what they say and then suing them for defamation. The CNN report cited two people familiar with the matter. See, I love that terminology. Who said aides of the former president denied a request from Gates and urged Trump to avoid getting involved in the scandal. The report included a statement from a Gates spokesperson denying the congressman requested a meeting this past week. Jason Miller, a close aide to Trump, called the CNN report complete fake news. I swear, when I was in the chambers with Justice Thomas and we were talking about the news, and I was still in that googly-eyed stage that the media isn't as duplicitous or just the lying scumbags and skanks that they are. And Justice Thomas said, "Kevin, I stopped looking at the news in 1987. And I said, "Come on, Justice Thomas." He said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Like this nonsense that I'm leaving the court." And that was a story that it broke. He says, "It never came out of my mouth." And I said, "You're kidding." He says, "No." He says, "There is nobody on this planet that can make the statement that I was leaving the court." Not truthfully. Says, "It's never come up." They fabricated the story. Completely. How many more? Unnamed sources, my butt. He says, "No such scheduling of a meeting request was ever made, therefore it could not have been declined. Take note that this story has zero on the record sources. It is literally made up." Now, one would think Facebook, Twitter, Google would know enough by now to call unnamed sources fake news. However, since these social media giants are in cahoots with the Democrats, they simply allow this nonsense, these types of stories, to stand. They don't fact check. There's no scrutiny. There's no, "Look, this story has unnamed sources. Bah, I'm going to vote it down." Russian collusion stories fill the media cycle for months, if you guys are going to recall. And when they were proven to be false, not a word from the media, the social media witches. I had a different word for him, you know that. When proof existed of Biden's extortion of Ukraine, media and social media fact-checked this story into oblivion, saying, "It ain't so." The same is true of Hunter Biden's stories, where media and social media took the further step of banning any talk about the crackhead and his ties to Russia, Ukraine, or China. How's that for irony and hypocrisy, folks?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Even Harvard can teach a little leftist princess how to run a business. So now David Hogg is going to, as he put it, return to activism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. David Hogg, you remember him. David Hogg got a friend of mine fired. My buddy, Jamie Allman, whose show was in St. Louis, he made a comment about the guy, and this was during the height of cancel culture, etc. Jamie lost his radio gig and his TV gig over a comment he made about David Hogg, and it wasn't that big of a deal. It was nothing. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. We do talk back. We answer you back. If you want to get involved in any way, please let us know. Tell us what your passion is. Conservatives, an hour a week, you know, 30 minutes a day, something like that. If you just say, Kevin, I'm going to help you 30 minutes a day, man. It's going to be my little gift back to you, and I'm going to do it for 3 months. Tell us the specifics, because we will use you. We'll tell you, okay, do this, promote this, do that, whatever. It's all incremental, folks. It's little bitty things. It's you. You're the little who from Whoville. Come on, get in the game. Anyway, David Hogg gets accepted to Harvard on affirmative action. One of the white dudes that gets accepted on affirmative action. And during the time of Mike Lindell supporting President Trump and cancel culture, trying to cancel him out, David Hogg decided he was going to start himself a new pillow company. Well, he lost the pillow fight. When I saw that was a headline, I saw David Hogg loses a pillow fight. And I thought, you know, leave it to one of these little leftist snowflakes, little cream puffs. Oh, he hit me with a pillow. Oh, my gosh, I've got to, somebody call my attorney and get me to the hospital. They're such weak little sissies. Oh, my gosh. I'd like to congratulate Mike Lindell, but it wasn't much of a fight, Mike. I talked to Mike's assistant, Caitlin, the other day. Just, hey, man, how can we help you? He's got a social media site. I can't help him there because I'm helping PolitiChatter, and I think it's a better thing. I want people to join a social media site that they can be a part of, be owners of. And not just because it's a cult of personality. But yeah, his site comes open in a week or two. That's what Caitlin told me. The New York Post reported that David Hogg is going to return to activism. Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg says he's giving up his role in the pillow company he launched to compete with conservative MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and going back to activism. Hogg 20 announced on Twitter Saturday, resigned and released all shares, any ownership and control of Good Pillow LLC, effective immediately. The reasons for my departure rest entirely with me and my own personal commitments, and I truly wish co-founder William Legate nothing but the best. Over the next several months, I will be taking some time to focus on my studies in college and advance the gun violence prevention movement with March for Our Lives and personally. Let's be clear, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. David Hogg left for other reasons. First, Hogg found out that building a company is much more difficult than activism. And here's the dirty little secret. It's far less profitable on leftist activism. If you're an activist on the right, I promise you, you better have a day job. Because you're not going to make it. It's a rarity. But if you're an activist on the left, oh, I tell you guys all the time, and I'm not saying it to brag. I'm not saying it to, you know, I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast, but I like hot butter on my breakfast toast. Rock it up. Anyway, I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the truth. If you have any intellect, if you are smart at all, if you can get on TV, if you know how to create a hoopla, and trust me, I do, you could be a multimillionaire on the left in minutes. David Hogg, I will bet you David Hogg has more money in his bank account through some mechanism than probably 90% of conservatives. And he's 20 years old, and he's a putz. Anyway, he found out that it's a lot tougher. Consider that Hogg got a ton of money from other leftists when he and this guy Legate started this company. And it's still going to fail. Now, as I consider this, I hearken back to Obama giving billions of dollars to green energy companies like Solyndra and EnerOne, who failed as dramatically as did the Hogg. Those companies with subsidies of $500 million, I think that's what he gave Solyndra, couldn't survive. Look, give me $500 million. God is my witness. There is no way I fail. No way. Secondly, you know that William LeGate, the other co-founder of this company, and its employees, if they exist, probably Laotians or something, they got sick and tired of that little Nazi. My bet is they forced Hogg out. I don't know. I'm not telling you this is news. I'm telling you, I've been around enough companies as a management consultant to know when you have somebody that's poison around you, you want to get rid of them. They couldn't stand that sanctimonious little, well, you fill in the blank. And here's the clue. I'm going to tip you off to how I know so much without having to know. David Hogg said the decision was entirely his. See, that was my clue. Because I know how things work in the real world. That's a lie. I want you to imagine for just a moment building a business with a little jerk like David Hogg. And what that would be like. The affirmative action Harvard student who knows it all. And let's not forget why Hogg decided to build his little pillow empire. He wanted this pillow. First of all, he was going after Mike Lindell because he didn't like that Mike Lindell was a conservative who knew the pillow business, who has patents in the pillow business, who became iconic for his pillows. And he's got dog beds, too. Caitlin reminded me. I said, Caitlin, I have Mike's dog bed and I have my dog sleeping on two pillows of my pillow. I don't know how much more we can support Mike. I'm going to be giving pillows out as Christmas presents. Anyway, he decided he's mad at this man's political ideology. So David Hogg says, I'm going to go after him because he supports Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't some gun-thumping dude. Donald Trump is a pragmatist I don't know what his stance is on guns, to be honest with you. I know he wants to protect the Second Amendment, but I don't think Trump is a big-time hunter. I don't think he's always strapped one on his ankle and one in his back, you know, in his crevice of his back. I think he's just a normal dude saying, look, I'm going to honor the laws that are written. But Mike Lindell supporting him was enough to drive David Hogg to say, I'm going to knock this guy out of business. I'm going to make pillows. He has no experience in the pillow business. I just want to make you understand, folks, how the guttural response, the emotional response of, hey, I'm mad at him, so I'm going to put him out of business. That's what I'll do. It isn't, let's have a conversation about it, blah, blah, blah. First of all, it's none of his business who Mike Lindell wants to give his time and energy to. But anyway, I want to go back to why I know they kicked him out. The article says, he said he would leave it up to LeGate to fulfill the mission of building a, quote, an ethical company that produces products that people need while creating good union-paying jobs and supporting social causes at the same time. Union-made pillows in an ethical company environment that supports social causes. If that doesn't give you a chuckle, I don't know what does. I want to know, where do we buy these $1,000 substandard, Vietnamese-produced pillows? Where are we going to get them? That company can't exist. But go ahead. For the record, leftists will buy these pillows just to keep that company going. The Democrats will figure out a way to take money from us to subsidize this company just to keep it going because they want to make a statement. But it can't survive on its own. I guarantee you it will not survive on its own. Anyway, I got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.